You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're knee-deep in an awesome study in Matthew chapter 24, and that is Jesus' blow-by-blow description of signs that He gave us so that we would know His return is near. All the way back in the beginning of this chapter, they said, Lord, when will these things be? Because Jesus made the prophetic statement that the day was coming as they were admiring the temple. That the day is coming when not one stone is going to be left upon another. And they said, when will this be? What will be the sign of your coming? What will be the sign at the end of the world? And that's what we've been looking at. If you missed yesterday's program, I encourage you to download that. I gave you a list of 9 different things. And we're 9 for 9. Every one of these is being fulfilled here right now as we speak. So that's where we're going to pick it up here in a moment. For more on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. To write to me, you can write WGOD Radio, 1150 West King Street, Cocoa, Florida, 32922. For any donation of any amount, I will send you my New Testament Bible translation called the EMTV. Just make a check out to Storos Ministries. That's S-T-A-U-R-O-S, Storos Ministries, at that address, 1150 West King Street, Cocoa, Florida, 32922, and I will send you a paperback edition. They're only in paperback, but I encourage you to get one of these, your very own Bible that comes from the majority text. And I believe, as others, it's the closest representation to the original autograph spoken by God. Not necessarily my Bible, but the majority text. A Bible that comes from the majority of the thousands of Greek manuscripts that are available. Matthew chapter 24. Now, when this is airing in Florida, this is Wednesday. Here in Florida, I invite you to join us on Facebook Live tonight, or no matter where you are, write it down, or I should say, no matter what day this is playing, write it down. Wednesday night at 6 o'clock Eastern time, I'm teaching live on Facebook at our midweek service here at Island Community Church. I just started a series. As a matter of fact, it's starting tonight. It's called Be Ready Always, like Peter's question. Be ready always to give a defense for the hope that is in you. And that is... Well, that's where we get the word apologetics, the Greek word apologia, how to defend the faith. This week, my teaching is called Christian or Catholic. We're going to look at cults in the coming days, Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. This week, are you a Christian if you're a Catholic? I once asked someone if they were a Christian, and they told me no, they were Catholic. And it's a shame to hear someone say that. No, you're not a Christian you're Catholic. You've missed it. Something's happened somewhere along the line. That's where we're starting Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Eastern time. For those that are hearing this a week later somewhere else, join us at Island Community Church is the Facebook page. 6 o'clock Eastern time, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, live on there. You can submit your questions to, if you have questions, my best live to answer them. Now, Matthew chapter 24, we've gone through 9 of these signs. Verse 13, Jesus says, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Notice it's a conditional promise. He doesn't say all who called on my name will be saved. He said all those that endure to the end will be saved. That is all those that cross the finish line in faith. And we're certainly not taking that out of context. When you read the 7 letters to the 7 churches, there's a conditional promise given to every single church. No matter how you interpret Revelation, whether it was all then, whether they represent the church age like I believe, there's a promise to every church of every church age. From the church that left their first love at Ephesus to the lukewarm church of Laodicea, and that is to him who overcomes. That's the conditional promise. And here he lays it on us again. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Friend, there's no other option other than that. You have to cross the finish line. See, John said, 1 John 2:19, that though they came out from us, they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. There's no other option than you crossing the finish line in faith. As Jesus said, he that endures to the end, that person will be saved. Verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end will come. All right, this is where he stops. Now, verse 15, he's no longer going in order. He's reached the end. From verse 3, from one stone not being left upon another, famines, ethnic uprising, pestilence, earthquake, Christianity a crime, many falling away, false prophets rising up, people indifferent. He ends it with, he who crosses the finish line will be saved. So verse 15 starts with the word therefore. All right. Now, we're going back to an indiscriminate point in time in the past. He's given you now the next land buoy, so to speak, mile marker. The next thing for you to be looking for starts with the word therefore. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him who is on the field return to take his clothes. Woe to them that are with child. Woe to those that are nursing in those days. Pray ye your flight will not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. So, the mile marker you and I are looking for. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. Now, I believe that the abomination of desolation is the image of the beast. And to talk about the image, let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 13, read more about it. Revelation chapter 13, picking it up in verse 14. Now, the apostle John is talking about the false prophet. Remember, Jesus just said, that's another sign, like famines and pestilence, as many false prophets will arise and deceive many. Also, Matthew 24:24, false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Now here, Revelation 13, 14. He, speaking of the false prophet, he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs, or King James says, by the miracle, or by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who had the wound by the sword and did live. He had power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man may buy or sell. Huh. Sounds like the vaccine to the coronavirus, doesn't it? Maybe it sounds like whether or not if you got a mask on today, no one can buy. That is, you can't go into Office Depot or Home Depot or the local supermarket without it. And you can't sell. That is, if you work for a restaurant, I challenge you, find me a restaurant in the United States of America where there's an employee that's not wearing a mask. Am I saying the coronavirus is the mark of the beast? No, because this is administered by the false prophet. But I'm saying to you, friend, look around. This is a dry run that Jesus' return is near. Maybe this is a dry run that Satan is throwing you and throwing everyone out here to see how easily you're going to bow a knee to this fool and people, the government authorities that tell you what to do. Half of the churches are closed in America because someone suggested that you close them. Think about it. You can't buy or sell today unless if you got the mask on. And the time is coming, and you can bet your sweet bippy that this is going to happen, because there's half a dozen governors on record already that say that unless you have received the vaccine for COVID-19, you will not be able to do business. That is, you won't buy or you won't sell unless if you've got the vaccine. Dare we put a comma after that, like it does here. The name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count or calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Or in Greek, that's chi, zi, the letter Z. Stigma. Stigma is an old letter for S. It's no longer used. Well, we have not nearly sufficiently covered that. We are going to pick this up tomorrow, looking again at this mark of the beast here, at this image, this abomination of desolation. It's an image. We're going to look more at what an image is at the next program. Again, if you're here in Florida, why don't you join us for this study, How to Defend the Faith, tonight. Island Community Church Facebook page, 6 o'clock tonight. If you are in Kansas or Alabama, write that on your calendars. It would be 5 o'clock your time, 6 o'clock here. Sunday mornings, too, if you like messages like this. If your church is closed because the government and your pastor have closed your church, join us here at 9:45 your time, Sunday mornings. Island Community Church. God bless. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.